that will come and talk to you about the ITSM project.
Okay, good morning. For those of you who don't know me, and that's probably most of you, my name is Matt Kosh. I wasn't up on the service awards because I've got about 30 days versus 30 years, so, but I'm here as a permanent employee, as a project manager in the PMO, and one of my projects is the ITSM project that we want to talk to you about this morning. Up here with me are Nellie and Ron. They're two of our champions for the ITSM project. So they're actually going to be telling you. I'll do a little bit of an introduction and talk to you a bit about what we talked, what's been happening since the last time we were here. And then Nellie and Ron will talk to you about the tool that's been chosen and the implementation strategy behind the tool. So we'll take it from there. And then at the very end, whether you like it or not, we're also going to tell you when you're going to hear from us again. So we'll try to keep you up to date. So what's happened since the last time we, or the ITSM project, talked to you? Okay. Last time at the last town hall, since then we've had a number of awareness sessions throughout the summer to raise the profile of ITSM, to make sure you're all aware of, you know, how ITSM is going to change your lives in a positive way, how it's going to make life easier, and how it's going to give us the tools to do some measurements, and with that, give us the tools to improve the processes and the way we work. Okay, we've chosen our heavyweight friends, Sumo IT, as the integrator, and the tool, which is called ServiceNow. It's a modern tool, it's a cloud-based tool, but I won't steal Ron's thunder, so I'll let him talk to you about that afterwards. Okay, and in October, it was a busy month, we signed a statement of work with Sumo IT, who's going to, and their role essentially is, and we'll talk about that in more detail afterwards too, but their role is here to get us through the first phase and to put McGill in a position where we can carry on our own without external help. And we had the implementation kickoff. And since then, we've had a number of workshops. We had 4 full-day workshops with Sumo IT to get us in a position where we can actually start implementing some of the processes on ServiceNow. We've also had a kickoff session with our 25 champions for ITSM. So it's been a busy month. I've been on this project now for 3 weeks or 4 weeks or something like that. So my learning curve is very steep as well. But I've got a great team with me, and I think together we'll be able to make this a success. Okay. Speaking of teams, this is essentially a different structure than, or an expanded structure for the team compared to what was there before. The key really is that we've adapted the teams for the ITSM implementation in order to support the implementation and to make sure that we've covered all the areas in IT that are going to be affected by that. So we've pulled people in from all over the place. And especially on the business team, for example, there's a representation from all the departments, ISR, NCS, ICS, and CIS. So we've got everybody there to help us, make sure that we don't miss anything from the business side. And that's already been evident, that engagement in the workshops that we've had. We had great feedback and discussion back and forth about the processes, the way they're out of the box in the tool versus the way we'd like to use them. So it's already working from that perspective. Okay, supporting me, I've got a steering committee. We have a steering committee because this is not about me, it's the team. Sorry for the Freudian slip there. The steering committee with Guylaine and all the directors, and then the project team, which essentially is the group of people that are going to make this successful. The key players, we are really, at this stage, is Sumo IT, because they have the expertise that we need to absorb. And the champions, the SMEs, and the super users, because they're there to make sure we distribute the knowledge about, we spread the gospel, if you will, about the product and how we're going to use it throughout the organization, and that we make sure that everybody is ready to start using the tool once we roll it out first to a limited audience and then to the wider audience later on. That's not to diminish the rest of the team's design implementation, project coordination, change management, which is going to be huge in this one as well. So bottom line is we have a great team in place. I think we've picked a great tool, and you know, we're essentially starting this, and at the next town hall, hopefully we'll have an opportunity to let you know where we've gotten to. And you'll see the as part of the rest of the presentation, there's some communication milestones in the plan as well, so you certainly hear from us throughout the project as well. And unless with that, I'll ask Ron to come up and talk to you a little bit about the tool itself.
Thank you, Matt. I'm Ron. We chose this particular tool because it really is a cloud-based solution. From an operational point of view, that means we don't have the problems that we have with banner upgrades. There are no upgrades. There are no hardware, software upgrades. Everything is just one big configuration that's managed, and it'll make our life a lot much, easier. We chose the tool because it was the de facto standard for managing ITIL in the workplace. As you can see, there are a number of reasons here. I'm not going to read them all. You can read them yourself. But it is such a powerful tool that it's rated so highly by Gartner that it's almost off the chart as for the tools that are out there. There are other ones, but this one seems to be the one that matches best a number of different profiles. Financial institutions use it. Education use it. Fortune 500 use it. Retailers use it. And the variety of retailers there, they're not the same. So it's configurable. It's going to be able to hopefully manage to get all our different processes together. Because we're one IT, but we do different things. And that has to be recognized. This tool has that effect to do that. And if you excuse me, because me and PCs don't get along. And just so if you were wondering if it's being used in education, yes, everybody. Big, small, medium, regional, state, it's out there. We're not making a foolish choice. We made a wise choice. This is the tool that's going to get us together. We were fooling around yesterday getting ready for this, and we came up with the term dream tool. I don't know whether it's going to be there or not, but it could be the dream tool that we've been seeking to unify what we've been doing. I don't want to do much more about talking about it. There's so much information on our blog that can make you more aware of what's on there. That is your go-to place for finding out what's going on. Also, talk to your champions. Every unit has one or two of them around, so that would be the way to go. So, with that, I will give you off to Nelly because she has the more important part.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to be talking about our implementation strategy, and as you can see, there are like two strategies involved in that, and it is the SAMO and the McGill's responsibility. SAMO will do the baseline solution, which is the vanilla implementation. It is based only on limited configuration, and then the McGill Dream Team is going to take over, and we are actually working on the McGill solution, which is based on complete configuration on the McGill requirements. So in one word, McGill solution includes the SAMO baseline implementation plus the knowledge transfer. The implementation strategy also has three implementation phases. The first phase will start in June of 2016, and it will be between the McGill solution and the SAMO solution. So after that, the baseline solution will be deployed, and the McGill solution for change management, knowledge base, will be implemented, and the audience will be limited to IT only. The phase two will kick in 2016 and is entirely McGill solution for incident management, problem management, service catalog, and it will be limited to IT to IT. And the last phase, which is phase three, begins around 2017, McGill solution for the knowledge management and also knowledge-based life cycle. And at this point is going to target the end user. As you can see, there are also some tools, all tools which will be decommissioned. However, I just want to make sure that we understand that right. The decommissioning of the old tools does not mean that the old tool will be turned off right at that point. we will make sure that we understand and master already the process, and we are moving forward at that point. Next time you're going to hear from us, from June to August of 2015, there were multiple awareness sessions held within the university, and that's when you heard about the tool, about the project, and what is there for me. The next step will be in January of 2016, when you're going to have the look and feel sessions, where you're going to be able to put your hands on the tool and see what, how powerful and how great it is and what you can do. Following, you will be assigned your ITMS roles. At that point, we will follow in May of 2016 with the training for deployment. So you're going to be well trained.
Before we go live.
Before we go live, yes.
All right, thank you, Nelly.
You're welcome.
A key part of the communication strategy and change management strategy is our champions. And Ron and Nelly, great example of champions that are engaged in the project and are taking time to learn, you know, what we're implementing. They're taking time to learn about the tool. We've got about 25 champions on the ITSM project, and if you're in the room and if you're a champion, could you please stand up for a minute so people can see who you are? So, yes. So the champions are there for a variety of things. They are our ambassadors from a project perspective into IT as a whole, but they're also there to serve as our eyes and ears. So if you have concerns, if you have questions, if you have suggestions, that those are the people that are there to listen to you, to discuss with you in the greater context of what we're doing, what the where that fits in, and they will take that back to the project team so we can act on the suggestions and the concerns and, you know, adapt as we go along so that when we do the training, for example, or we have part of the change management, we can hit the nail on the head as opposed to just landing in the greater vicinity of where we need to be. So what I would suggest is that if you have any questions, feel free to ask them now, or after the town hall is over, talk to your champions and build that relationship, and let's start using them the way they volunteered to be helping us. With that, if there are any questions. So we've either scared them or we've given them great information. Oh, sorry, yes, go ahead.
I was just wondering, for the project management office, will there be training? Because I guess if we have a new solution, if we're implementing a new system, I guess we're impacted somehow in the knowledge in this new system.
And the training strategies, primarily, for the moment, and Hélène can give me a dirty look if I get this wrong, but the training strategy is going to focus mainly on the people that are directly impacted by it. But as this training, that can't be the only part of the training strategy, so we will have to use that some of the people that are impacted on the periphery and see what's appropriate in terms of knowledge transfer and training for the folks that aren't using it every day. Yes?
Yeah.
Absolutely, please.
Members during the awareness session, and it's the goal that if the PMO members need to be trained, we will train them. We will train you too. So if you've got a role to play in the ITSM process, and I think indeed it will be the case, you will be invited and involved in the training. It's normal.
Anything else? That's it then. Thank you very much, everyone. And thank you to the champions.